Here's what you missed on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Is this a plan to break us here in this country and make the entire planet on a more even keel?
I definitely think it is. I mean, the people that are making these moves, they give speeches on it, they teach it in school. You know, this business of redistribution of the wealth, destruction of national sovereignty, these things have been written about and talked openly about for quite a while. And that's what they're trying to create for the United States.
Now we take you back to the night of August 21st, 1995, on Art Bell, Somewhere in Time.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Bell, can I respond there to your guest there that he had there, Patrick, there with the money?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to encourage him to contribute as much as he can to the country of Iraq as a friend of Saddam Hussein. I would like to encourage him to contribute as much money as he can.
Let me stop you right there. Are you a friend of Saddam Hussein's?
Saddam Israel.
Are you a friend of Saddam's?
Yeah, I'm a friend of Saddam, and I would like to give some of our old atom bombs to Saddam so he could drop it on Israel, the parasitic Jew leeches that are sucking our lifeblood out of our country.
All right, well, did you catch the slight whiff of anti-Semitism there? Phew. That wasn't just a whiff. That was a full-blown blow in the nose, wasn't it? Want to give that money to Saddam so he can bomb Israel with nuclear weapons. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello there. Goodbye. On the wild card line, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. I'm calling from Fairbanks, where we get your first 2 hours last.
So if
this question has been asked, I apologize. But my point with Patrick is, why is it not the company's fault who issued this check? If he's correct that non-negotiable does not make a check non-negotiable,
apparently not.
Why shouldn't they be responsible for paying for it?
Well, you know what? Legally, he suggested in the end they may be. In other words, if that constitutes a valid check,
right,
then it may be that the bank, if they can't get it from Patrick, is going to have to take legal steps to try and get the issuer to pay it. Look, I'm no attorney. I have
Neither
no idea.
Am I.
But there is that possibility. And if that should be the case, I would imagine a lot of people are going through their trash right now real quick, and I worry that there's going to be a lot of checks and a lot of ATM machines and a lot of tellers are going to, there's going to be a red alert going out to every teller in the U.S. later today. Look out, here it comes.
But, you know, as you stated, Art, and I think many of us out here, I hate that kind of junk mail. And there are people such as this little lady that we heard about in North Carolina, this elderly lady, that are fooled by this, that are taken in by it, and maybe this is what it will take to stop that nonsense. So maybe a lot of good will come out of what Patrick did. And I, for one, think he took the right approach. I like his attitude. He's not trying to cheat them.
Well, I'm not sure he had thought of that attitude. I kind of gave him that idea, and then a caller kind of jumped on my case for giving him that idea. But it is reasonable, and I'm sick of that kind of mail. And if it stops it, then I'm glad.
And I am, too. Thank
All
you
right.
for your show, Art.
Thank you for your call, ma'am. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Donna from Bakersfield.
Hi. No, this is East of the Rockies, dear.
Oh, okay.
You want to call 1-800-618-8255.
Okay,
All
I didn't
right.
know which was which.
All right, thank you. Yes, this is East. Wildcard line, you're on the air. No, you're not. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Boy, that rang a bell there when you're talking about the telephone company.
Ooh. Well, haven't you ever had that happen?
Oh, that rang a bell. I'm not making a pun either. Oh, boy. When I was young, my mom sent me to the store one time.
Yeah.
And she gave me X amount of money to go to the store and buy something for her. And I went to the store, and they did not have what she wanted.
Right.
And I put, this was, I'm 42 years old, so this is a long time ago. I put in a quarter and called her and said, well, they don't have what you wanted. She goes, well, then try and get this other thing. And then hung up the phone, and I didn't get any change. And I'll never forget that my entire life.
Well, what was it supposed to be, a 10-cent call?
Well, it was a nickel then.
It was a nickel?
Yeah. Or a dime, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, it didn't give me any change. Then I didn't have enough money to get the other thing she wanted.
Oh, boy.
And now I've never forgot that my whole life. I said, I don't know how they can make these machines that they don't give you change.